You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It took a minute to regret my attention. A sudden glance before I turn into stone. It's fine to forge ahead while wheels are turning. You should shine, I know you want it to go.
Beautiful track. That's Razorblade by Yumi Zuma. We have got Christy from the band on the line. Kia ora, Christy. How are you?
Kia ora, I'm good, thank you. How you doing?
Good. Stoked to chat with you this morning. You guys are coming up to play a gig here at the Tuning Fork this weekend. That's the 24th of September.
We sure are.
How are you feeling about
excited.
It? Oh, awesome.
I think because it's been so long. It's been almost like coming up on 5 years, four or five years. Since we've last played in Auckland.
Wow.
So we're really excited. It's been a really long time coming.
It has.
I think it's going to be a very fun show, especially being the end of the little New Zealand run of dates. I think it might be, you know, there's always like one party night of every tour,
yep.
And usually it's at the end. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's start, but...
Sometimes you never know. It has been a long time since we saw you guys up here, and you've released, obviously, Present Tense, which that track comes from, earlier this year, but that's not the only record you've put out since we last saw you in Auckland. You've had Truth or Consequences come out at the start of the pandemic. You had your sort of flipped version of that. You've had other EPs come out too. You guys have been busy despite being scattered across the globe. How's it feel to be back together and playing? Because that must be a really satisfying thing since you've all been literally in different countries for the last wee while.
It has been very satisfying, I would say. I think what makes it so nice too with these shows is being together and being back in New Zealand finally, because we've been trying to do this for so long. And, you know, last year this tour was meant to happen and it didn't, and so it feels really nice that we finally made it.
Yeah.
Although down one member, because Charlie, one of our bandmates, he's currently dealing with some health issues, so he hasn't been able to make it on this tour. But we're really lucky to have the amazing Cass Basil of Tiny Ruins have stepped in and playing bass on this tour. So that kind of gives it an extra element too of, you know, connection to New Zealand that I think we were all craving, and it feels really nice to be doing these shows finally.
Oh, totally. One of the best bassists, I would say, not just in New Zealand, but perhaps the world, Cass Basil.
I agree. She's incredible, and she's so much fun to hang out with, too. I hope she's listening.
Me too. This is going to be a really special show. What's it been like playing these songs? Because, you know, you've written a lot of this music scattered in these different places. What's it been like to come together and experience playing it? Because, you know, that's quite different to the process that normally happens when you write a track.
Yeah, well, this album was quite a, I wouldn't say a disjointed process, but I suppose we worked on these songs in so many sessions where we actually were together over the last few years, pre-pandemic, during, you know, as recently as up to, like, August last year. And so it does kind of feel like all these different sessions or little pockets of time where we worked on these songs that kind of all had to be finished off when we were separated because of the pandemic. We couldn't all three of us get together. It is kind of been quite emotional to actually get together and play songs that feel like they are quite a lot more emotionally fraught than our other material. I think, you know, there's an element of the pandemic emotion in there, and you know, like, few of us have had relationship breakdowns somewhat as a result, I would say, of the pandemic, you know, just like all these things that have kind of happened that have ended up in these songs, and these songs kind of embody those really kind of awful, stressful, unwanted times that we had to go through. And so to actually be playing them live and to hear people singing the words back to you, like, the response that we've had has just been amazing for this album. And so it's pretty, yeah, it's a pretty special thing. And I think especially coming back and doing it in New Zealand, you know, I moved away for a lot of the pandemic and then moved back last year. So to be finally playing these songs for people that I know, you know, friends and family, is going to be quite overwhelming. I'm a little bit nervous. Like, I think I'm way more nervous to be playing, you know, in Christchurch, my hometown, this week than I have been for any of our, you know, massive shows in big cities with a lot of pressure, because it's something so different when it's your, you know, your loved ones, your close people that know you so well. There's something so vulnerable about that.
Oh, totally. You can sing a song about heartbreak in a country where you don't know anyone and everyone's just like, that's a song about heartbreak. But when you sing it to your family, they're like, I know who broke your heart.
You're like, oh, that's a song about Henry. And I'm like, yep. It is. Don't look at me. I don't want to be perceived.
No one make eye contact with me right now. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I think one of the nicest things about the time that we're all kind of going through now is that it's still weird. It's still a bit scary out there, but there's something really special about being able to collectively experience these very cathartic songs that have been created in this pandemic time. This album's a really perfect example of it. There are other bands who've had similar things in their own sound space come out of the pandemic. And to be able to share those feelings that everyone's been, I guess, experiencing through music individually with a crowd, there is nothing like it. And it is, it's a really magic thing to be able to get back out there and really have that kind of group catharsis that goes on. What's the Aussie leg been like? Have you been doing that already, or is that still to come this week?
That was just the weekend that's been. It was amazing, actually. I couldn't believe those crowds were just wild. Like, in Melbourne, I don't think I've heard such loud cheering, and like, that crowd went crazy for us, which was so, so cool, because I feel like there's this element that sort of coming back to the Antipodes feels sometimes a little bit funny for us. And so it was just so nice to feel like this really strong vibe from the crowd and all this love coming back at us. People, like, so many people singing the words to some of our songs. It's just like those moments when you're like, you feel really grateful that you made it there finally. I think there were a lot of people who were like, we're so glad you finally come back to Australia. And I think that's probably what it's, hopefully it's going to feel just like that at these shows this week too, I think. You know, it's been so long, so we haven't really got a gauge on what our crowds are like these days. I mean, it's always been, we've had really good crowds overseas all of this year, but I think I always just think, you know, I never take it for granted, I guess.
Yeah, I never assume
the crowd is going to be like that every time. It's always like a really amazing surprise when the crowd does get really excited. It's one of the coolest things. So,
yeah,
really good vibes in the crowd.
Well, I think it is going to be an excellent vibe this weekend. Saturday the 24th of September, Yumi Zuma bringing their music finally after a many year hiatus back to Tamaki Makaurau. I think there are still tickets available and Live Nation is the place to go to get those. Christy, thanks for speaking with us this morning. Best of luck with these last few shows and we'll see you up in Tamaki this weekend.
Thank you so much. I'm getting stuck. This is worth all the pain. You're down on your knees.
This is Where the Light Used to Lay by Yumi Zuma. Grab tickets to their gig. It's going to be awesome this Saturday, the 24th at the Tuning Fork.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.